Jonathan Gruber is an economist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and his most recent claim to fame is as a key advisor to the policymakers who created Obamacare. Gruber's newest job will be in Vermont, where the Shulman administration will pay him $400,000 to show how various single-payer financing schemes would affect individuals and businesses. Robin Lunge is director for healthcare reform for the Shulman administration. She says Gruber's analyses won't necessarily allow people to see precisely how much they'd pay in a publicly financed system.
But it will help us explain to people who would be winners and who would be losers.
The ratio of winners to losers, as well as the severity of the losses for those on the bad end of the equation, will figure largely in Shumlin's ability to sell his single-payer proposal to the public and the legislature. The administration continues to hide from the public which financing schemes it's considering using, a secrecy that has chagrined not only business leaders and opponents of the reform plan, but also some single-payer advocates.
The governor has said, you know, we'll release it when we're ready and when we've really think that we've fully vetted it and seen all the impacts and can explain it in a way that Vermonters can get a full sense of the work that we've done.
Lunge says Gruber's work will serve as the basis for that explanation come next January, when Shulman has said he'll unveil the plan.
His specialty is specific to micro-simulation modeling, which is looking at how the financing or their policy decisions would impact on individuals.
The administration will pay Moody's Analytics an additional $50,000 to analyze how the effects on individuals and businesses will ripple out into the broader economy. The administration will also consider the merits of various benefit plans, weighing the virtues of lower copays or deductibles against the pitfalls of the higher taxes that would be needed to pay for it all. Shulman's critics say it's irresponsible to commit to single payer before doing the kind of analysis he's bringing Gruber in to perform now. But Lunch says all the analyses to date have shown the benefits of public financing and that Gruber's work will likely cement the argument.
And also to ensure that in our policy approaches that we are protecting Vermonters and Vermont's economy.
Gruber worked with another economist on a 2011 study that laid the groundwork for Shumlin's push for single payer. The legislature, meanwhile, has signed a $174,000 contract with the RAND Corporation so that it can perform its own independent evaluation of whatever healthcare reform proposal the governor submits next year. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld in Montpelier.